Hi, and welcome to The Raised Eyebrow. I am your host, Dave McDowell. This is the writings, confessions, and opinions of an outspoken and confused Christian American cynic. Again, I am Dave McDowell, and we just got through talking about how I became Reformed and Charismatic. So today we're going to talk a little bit about belief versus reality. And I want to apologize in advance because my voice tends to get real strong and then kind of fade out, so I'm having some issues with my voice today, so I apologize in advance. But we're going to try to make this happen. So the title of today's podcast is Belief Versus Reality. I got an email from a guy, we'll call him Scott. I won't give you his last name, just for sake of his privacy, but he says, Dave, hey, I happened to catch your show on 211.05, open podcast number 922, and found your musings interesting. Since you're a Christian thought guy, which may or may not be the same as a theology major, you probably already understand the difference between Christian belief with morality, so this just might be a fodder for your show. The expectation that an unbeliever has a sinful nature and more likely to do wrong, and that a believer has a less sinful nature and is less likely to do wrong, is just crap. I'd agree that believers are more likely to socialize within a prescribed moral structure, and that non-believers are less likely to be socialized within a prescribed moral structure, but the common element is the moral structure. Morality is not directly related to the belief in a deity. I personally find morality to be in the society's best interest, and therefore in my best interest. It just so happens that my concepts of morality coincide with the common Christian teachings. I have little tolerance for groups that cast non-believers as sinful. I am ashamedly an atheist, possibly agnostic. I know that I have more faith in the abstract goodness of my fellow man, those that share my morality, than I do in abstract beliefs of deities and divine intervention influence. My belief is my truth and will evolve with age like everyone else. I admire and respect your convictions. Good luck with your show and welcome to podcasting. No reply is necessary. Be well, Scott. Well, in order for me to properly get to where we need to be with this, I'm going to have to kind of dissect it, if you will, like I did the last email I have. He's right. There is a little bit of a difference between Christian belief and morality. And morality is not necessarily... it kind of all depends on your definition of the word. Morality is not necessarily tied in with a Christian belief, but it would be tied in with some sort of belief system. That is my humble opinion. Morality is basically how you live your life, and you know what you consider right and wrong and things of that nature. Now, the reason that I consider things right and wrong is because I have the Bible that I believe is the Word of God that tells me what things are right and wrong. Other people would say that, you know, they have their own system of beliefs. I think the difference between me and Scott here is that I believe, and this is something that he kind of alluded to at the very end here when he said, you know, my belief is my truth and will evolve with age like everyone else. I don't believe that there is a my belief. I don't believe there is a my truth. I don't believe that truth, when we're talking at least about this part of truth, is subjective. I believe in objective truth. And I believe that the objective truth that I accept is the Word of God. I believe that is the standard. It's not my standard. It's not your standard. It is the standard. And I find it kind of funny because, you know, when you hear people talk about gay and lesbian issues, a lot of times they say, well, I am a gay man, why would I, you know, choose to be gay because of all this discrimination? And I look at them and go, well, why in the world would I choose to be a Christian with all the discrimination going on against me? The Christian life is not, unfortunately, what televangelists would tell you. It's not this pie in the sky, buy in the buy, believe God and you'll get rich type of thing. It's much more deeper than that. As a matter of fact, I was just reading in the book of Philippians where it says that we are to, as a Christian, to expect suffering. So there's really nothing subjective so much about this. It's objective truth, and it's objective truth that I don't believe anyone would accept but by the grace of God. And we're running a little short on time for the first 5 minutes. We'll get to the rest of this email in the second 5 minutes on www.openpodcast.org. Feel free to email me always, davemcdowell@cheddar.net. Check out my blog, www.davemcdowell.blogspot.com. And we'll see you guys later.